welcome. There's not more people over here. All right. We're excited to get going here with the scouting combine. It's a chance to improve our football team. I think we had a decent year last year. We still got a lot of work to do. We got to improve in a lot of different areas. And but we've had good meetings thus far, and we're excited to get ready to get going. So, questions? Hi, Stacy. How are you? Good. How's it going? Good. No questions? Okay. We can get that over with. You know, we're actually the process that we're going through right now with Sam, Teddy, and Case. You know, we're trying to determine exactly where these three guys are. You know, Teddy is a guy that 2 years ago played fantastic. We thought he was a very ascending player. Obviously, has a terrible knee injury. don't get to see him play in real live action and. You know, basically 2 years. So there's the question with him. The question with Sam is, you know, 2 years ago he plays in 15 games, starts, plays well. This year he plays in one game and gets hurt. And so you go back and look at his track record. And then, you know, you go back with Case. He plays outstanding this year. And you go back and you look at, you know, what he's done in the past and where he's at this year. And then really what we have to try to do is figure out what is the best scenario for us, and understanding that, you know, trying to answer these questions on these three guys and try to go from there. So that's what Rick and myself and Rob, and how it affects the salary cap and how it affects the rest of our football team. You know, we've won 40 games in the last 10 years, in the last 4 years, because we've had a good football team, and I want to make sure that with our team that we continue to build and improve, continually improve on defense. You know, they told me today we're 21 and 4 or something, and when we scored, what was it, Mike? 30-4 when we scored 21 points. So, you know, it's important that we don't lose the defensive part of the game, because we keep the game close. So all these things become a factor. So, you know, after we get done here and we get done looking at some of these young draftable guys, then we'll kind of sit down and we'll figure out the direction we're going. But I feel very confident, really, in all three guys. I love all three of them. They're great. They're great people. I love how they work. They understand how we do things there as a team and the way we go about our business. And you know, it's important for myself and Rick and the organization. We pick the right guy that is going to help us continue to move forward. If we don't do that, then I'll probably get fired. Well, you know, Dalvin is an unbelievable player. Dalvin's a great player. And Dalvin will probably get the majority of the carries. But we have to be mindful of the fact that it's a 16-game season, hopefully longer than that. And he's going to take an awful lot of hits. So we have to not put him on a pitch count, but we have to be able to understand that this is a long season and be able to get him out in certain situations. Now, Dalvin's a three-down back. Latavius can do the same thing. But I think it's good to have that change of pace in there with those guys. Well, it's like I said a minute ago. The thing that I told Rick was, when we sat down in meetings, I said, look, we've won this many games in these many years because of this football team, because we've played really good on defense for the most part. This year, obviously, we played so much better on offense that we were able to go further than what a lot of people thought we would. And so it's important that we continue to keep putting pieces in place on the defense. So what I don't want to do is say, okay, this is this one thing, we're going to do this, and we're going to take away from the rest of the things that have gotten to this point. You know, so that's the other thing. And Rob Brzezinski, our cap guy, does an outstanding job of saying, okay, if we do this, then we're going to have to give up here. If we do this, we're going to have to do this. If we do this, we can add here, we can add there. And so I think, you know, all those things come into play.
Someone who, you know,
I think no matter what position it is, when you're talking about free agency or you're talking about people in the draft, I think you would much rather always have somebody that knows how you do things, the way that you go about your business, the way that we practice, the way that we conduct our meetings, the way that we are in the locker room, the way that the culture that we've built as an organization. I think it's always more important that you do those things first, and then you worry about it. You know, for us, we've been very, very fortunate that we have a really outstanding locker room. We've got great leadership. We've got great character in the locker room, and I think it's important that we, whoever we bring in, whether it's in the draft or in free agency or whatever it is, we're very mindful of the fact that we want our guys to fit in with the rest of the core guys that we have on this team.
Coach, how much have you studied this year's quarterback class? Do you see any potential or interest?
Quite honestly, I haven't studied them at all. I'm just, you know, we've been so busy with the free agency and all the other things. I'm in the process now of looking at the offensive line. I'll look at the defensive line next, and then I'll move on to probably corners and safeties, and then we'll get to the quarterbacks later on. Yeah, you know, it's really the $64,000 question with all three of these guys, right? I mean, can Sam stay healthy? Is Teddy what he was? Is Case the guy that he was last year, or was he 2 years ago? And so that's really the $64,000 question with us. Now, with Sam, you know, I love Sam. I love all three of them, okay? So they're all great people. Sam was skiing in Jackson Hole last week. You know, he's a tremendous athlete. So, you know, I think he'll stay healthy, but who knows? I mean, no one has – I have a crystal ball, but I didn't bring it with me. But it didn't tell me if he's going to stay healthy or not. You know, that's a good question. You know, I think the big thing is Laquan needs to get out of his own way. He's a guy that works extremely hard, probably doesn't do things the right way all the time. We'll be in training camp, and he'll run stadium steps at night, you know, which is not helping him for practice the next day. But he thinks he's trying to get better. He's trying to get better. He's just going about it the wrong way. So he needs to kind of get out of his own way and just let this thing play out. I'm just glad the Vikings don't have a new coach.
From a study perspective, though, is that TJ and you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously they're going to, Chicago and Detroit, they're going to change some players, obviously. I think Chicago's defense is going to stay the same. Detroit, we don't really know. Their offense should probably stay the same. In Green Bay, you know, I think offensively they're going to stay pretty much the same, and we'll just have to look back on the track records of the coordinators and where they are. But, you know, hopefully we'll play them later on in the season. We'll have more tape on them to adjust. I love Teddy. You know, as I said that before, you know, this kid is a great competitor. He's got the heart of a lion, a champion. He's going to do everything he possibly can to be ready. I wouldn't address the guy if I didn't think he was ready during the season. If he would have had to go in, I was comfortable playing him. You know, obviously he got in a couple snaps in the one game, but, you know, I'm hopeful for Teddy. Number one, that he has an outstanding career. He's earned it. He's deserved it. You know, hopefully it's with me. But, you know, if not, then I'll wish him the best of luck. I'll give him a hug and hope for the best for him.
Coach, how is John, the coordinator, offensively going to impact what you decide to do with quarterbacks? And then his impact on your offense, which I understand, will look very similar, but probably after.
Yeah, well, to the first part of your question, I think he's going to have an input on the quarterbacks. You know, I feel like, you know, each of us are experts in certain areas. Obviously, he's an expert in the quarterback area. But we'll sit down collectively as a group, and we'll sit down and we'll say, okay, here's the order that we want to go and how we want to go about our business. He'll obviously have a big say, but it'll be a collective group effort. You know, he doesn't know Teddy as well or Sam as well, you know, as some of our guys. And, I mean, he knows Sam, but, you know, Case, he doesn't know as well. So our input on those two guys will be important. And as far as the offense moving forward, it's really about what I didn't want to do. You know, I felt like this was the best our offense had played in the 4 years I've been here. And I didn't want to come in and change the terminology and make the players learn all the different things. So what we're going to try and do is keep the terminology the same. Obviously, there's going to be some certain plays that you're going to run no matter who the quarterback is in. But once we decide on the quarterback, we're going to throw certain plays out, add certain plays to the ability of what these players can do.
How advantageous would it be to keep one of the three as potential backup if you score somebody
with free agency? I would like to keep all three of them. I love these, you know, these kids have busted their rear ends for me for, you know, however number of years, some of them four, some of them two, some of them one, but, you know, they know how we do things now, and I think that's important for the culture of this franchise and culture of this organization. But again, it's going to come down to financial things, financial for them, you know, and maybe some of them don't get to free agency. We still got some time. Everybody, I know there's a lot of rumors, a lot of different things going on out there, but don't believe everything you hear, unless it's from me. Yeah, I think anytime you're with players for a long number of time that they can understand the things that you're trying to say, the communication between one another, all the different things, we can make adjustments so much quicker now than obviously my first year, but I think that's really important. I think we can get a lot better. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, I've got a list of like 7 things on offense, 7 things on defense, some things on special teams that I feel like in order for us to make the next jump, we have to improve on. And we did that a year ago, and quite honestly, all the things we talked about a year ago, we improved quite a bit. So if we can continue to do those things and keep understanding that we haven't arrived, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. If we can continue to improve in some of these areas, then hopefully we can take the next step. Yeah, well, it's no different. I mean, the question is no different than is Sam Bradford going to stay healthy? Is Teddy Bridgewater going to be able to play to where he was? Is Case Keenum the quarterback who he was last year or who he was 3 years ago? So, I mean, you've got to go on your gut. You got to go on what you see. You got to go on his heart. You know, Case has got I said the wrong word a couple times, but he's got a big heart, you know, and he's a great competitor. I probably can't say it on NFL Network. But he's a great competitor. He studies his rear end off. He works unbelievable amount of hours. So, you know, but the question is exactly what you're asking. Is he this guy or is that? And all three of our guys have questions. There's no doubt about it. And it's our job to do the very best we possibly can to figure out who is the right guy, the right fit. And then once we walk out, the one thing about Rick and I, we sit in there and we, you know, we can argue a little bit and say what's right and what's wrong. But we walk out of there, we're together. The organization's together, and if we decide on its Case or it's Teddy or it's Sam, we're going to walk out of there and we're going to say that's what it is, and we're going to go. You know, I think maybe the Tampa Bay game, you know, might have been a second game that he started. He played outstanding. I gave him the game ball after the game. You know, he went in the first game and probably didn't play as well against Pittsburgh as, you know, he would have liked, but the next week he came in there and made the correct throws, took care of the, you know, all the things that we preach as a football team, he did that day. So I think that started it. you know, and I think the rest of the team felt confident with him.
Time for two more per coach.
Excuse me? Well, you know, I think as part of, I mean, there's a lot of different things. You know, obviously I sat down with him. I didn't know him. But, you know, the things I heard from other people about him, the job that he did in Cleveland when he was there with maybe not the best situation in the world. You know, I think a lot of those things, he'd done this for a while. People talked about what a great quarterback coach he is. And obviously that part of, you know, your football team is maybe the most important thing. So, yeah, I think it's just a combination of things.
Now, when right. Last one for coach here.
You know, I don't know that we have primary guys. We have group guys. We try to do everything collectively and figure it out that way. So, good. Thank you.